Joseph Jenkins and Charles Walker were serving life sentences for murder until they were mistakenly let out when bogus release documents were sent to the Franklin Correctional Facility where they were incarcerated. At a Tuesday press conference, Florida Department of Law Enforcement Commissioner Gerald Bailey said a forensics team is trying to pinpoint where the documents might have come from. And FDLE's forensics director, David Kaufman, says they could wrap up that examination within the week.
Well, it just depends on the complexity of the case. We're obviously expediting it, and it can take anywhere from 3 to 5 days when we're expediting a case. But it depends on the volume of evidence and the quality of the evidence we're getting.
It was Jenkins' second try using forged documents. Both he and Walker were recaptured at a Panama City hotel over the weekend. But law enforcement officials say there have been 6 other confirmed escape attempts by inmates using forged documents since 2009. Florida lawmakers are calling for hearings into convict release procedures. For Florida Public Radio, I'm Ryan Benck in Tallahassee.